Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They're piling into Arrowhead, and rocking all that golden red. The banners hung, the boys all got their rings. The last one took us 50 years, but we're loaded up. The gang's
all
here, and that trophy is staying right here.
Still here.
Still in there.
Still here.
Took a beating.
Yeah, it was one of those nights when you're doing post-game and you have that, all right, what am I going to talk about? The end of the year, we're crushed, people are sad. Or are we just going to party, man? We get to crack bourbon, beer, and go to the Waffle House. You know, what's the night going to bring us? You know what I'm saying? We had two roads to travel. Heartbreak, the Loneliness Hotel, or let's have some fun and party. And it was have fun and party.
Have you ever seen a game like that?
No. That was the one thing, too, because, you know, everybody's saying it's the best game I've ever seen. I'm real careful about that because we have it all the time. Like, Chiefs, right. That's the best Chiefs game I've ever seen or something. It's like, wait, we've had a lot of them, man. Like the, you know, Joe Montana in Denver,
yes.
You know, winning a game. We've had a lot of these. And they said, but coming back against the 49ers in the Super Bowl and running Wasp, do we have time to run Wasp? Because that game was so close to you not being world champions again. But that banner's up and that banner's flying. So, yes, this game was insane towards the end, but I don't know if I was elated as that Super Bowl. Yes, great game, the back and forth, what happened at the end of the game, touchdown, the 13 seconds, it's going to live like 65 toss power trip, and do we have time to run Wasp? It's going to live like that.
It's live
going
like
to
that.
Be one of those memories for Kansas City, but yeah, I mean, it's right up there in top three.
I'm sure, see the ESPN did a chart statistically that was a complete inversion where statistically toward the end, it was like a 99% Bills win, and then it flipped on its head.
It went up and down. It was 91%, yes. 99. I mean, and the percentile is just,
I
the Royals
asking,
run that for him.
I asked Chris, I said, 13 seconds, just tell me, like there's no way, right? But there was a little part of me that thought maybe there is a way. But I said, I just want you to tell me. I was so excited and deflated. There's no way. And he said, statistically, it's not good. There's time for maybe two plays.
Yeah, if you're a gambler, the statistics aren't great. But let me ask you this. Did you have more fun the wild card game when the Royals came back on the A's? Because it had been so long for them?
Oh.
Or the Kansas City Chiefs just won a Super Bowl 2 years ago? What?
How do you, they were both. How do you rank it?
I don't know. Think about the emotions. That wild card game, the comeback against the A's, everybody thought that game was over. Here comes John Lester. Game's over. Royals end up winning that game. Or the game down in Houston. The Royals came back and beat the Houston Astros. Or we're not even talking about 15 world champions. And there's that game. Put it this way. We're lucky in Kansas City. Because for the longest time, I called that road between Arrowhead and Kauffman the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. We didn't have good things happen to us. And now we have a lot of them. It's so nice, finally, to have things go our way.
Yes, we're sitting here trying to rank how great they are. If you have to rank them.
Instead of like me trying to fix my drywall as a kid at home because of the hole I put into it and the picture just didn't cover it. You know, that was that kind of a sore loser as a kid.
It seems like every other year in the NFL, there becomes a debate, and obviously there's going to become one now, if there isn't one already, about overtime.
Yes.
The Chiefs fans were furious 3 years ago regarding overtime. Buffalo fans are now saying it's not fair.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. We never got the ball in overtime. The Chiefs scored a touchdown and the game is over. It's not fair. Basically, a game comes down to who guesses right on a coin toss. Is overtime outdated in the NFL? Does it need an overhaul?
You know what? I do like the changes now, because if you just go down there and kick a field goal, the game needs to just be over. Now you got to score a touchdown. Like, you have to go down there and score a touchdown. I personally like the college rule better.
Yes.
And I like the fact they're forced to go for two in the second.
I go, you go.
In the second. Like, I do like that. But this, I mean, you have a chance. You got to make a stop. That was the number one defense in the NFL. Buffalo Bills had the number one defense, the number one scoring defense. All right? Chiefs put 552 yards on them. Same. Make a stop. But no one wants to remember that a kicker like Harrison Butker, that's 91% accuracy in his history, and by the way, has more 50-yard field goals in a season than any Chief ever.
Yeah.
And that includes Nick Lowry, and that includes Jon Stenerud, who's in the Hall of Fame. He misses a 50-yard field goal that's well in his range. He's an accurate kicker. And he missed an extra point. Had he made those,
we're not even talking about it.
We're not even talking about overtime. And I understand, you know, how sad and mad Buffalo is about this, but Kansas City's not going to hear it, man. Tom Brady did that to us a couple of years ago.
Mahomes
in three Super Bowls. You know, so we don't want to hear it here. Chiefs tried to make the proposal change. Like, they need to blame themselves and other owners for not passing the rule. It didn't even come to a vote.
And
the Chiefs proposed this, and they didn't want it.
I want to be clear about this. It was the Chiefs that proposed the rule change. And who was it that said no, Bank?
Well, it never even came to a vote because they didn't even think it was important enough to do.
So what she's getting at is Buffalo was opposed to it 3 years
ago.
Maybe. I don't know where Buffalo felt about this, but a lot of people in the league did not want this. I don't know specifically if Buffalo did or not.
But can you explain why? Because to me, this is the one thing at the end for the lay, and I don't even know that I'm a lay football fan anymore. I think I'm all in. But it's the dumbest, most unfair rule. That what percentage of the time ends up you win if you get the coin toss? It's a high percentage.
No, it is, but it did change a little bit when all of a sudden you have to score a touchdown now. It's not the way it used to be, just a couple passes, boom, you kick a field goal, win the game. You got to score a touchdown. Like, that was the number one defense in the NFL. First of all, don't let the Chiefs get to overtime and stop them within 13 seconds.
Right.
You know, that's what they should have done. I mean, the game was played. It was the number one defense. But Buffalo's whining a lot. Here's the thing. They had to play this game in Kansas City. They were the third seed. They beat the Chiefs in the season.
Yeah.
But they lost to the Jaguars 9-6, and you guys know how bad they are. They lost too many games. You know what? Had they won a few of those games they should have won, game would have been in New York and not Kansas City. There's a lot of things they need to look in the mirror at besides blaming the overtime rule against Kansas City Chiefs.
Amen.
Before we get to the bottom of the hour, we got to let you go, and thank you for your time in advance.
Thank you.
We're going to start a new game called Truth or Folklore.
I like it.
Is it true or is it folklore that last night when you were on 610 Sports, you went on with our sister station in Buffalo and told them not to call you the sister station,
truth,
but the daddy station?
Truth.
That is true?
This went to last year. It was during the season. And they called, hey, Jay Binkley from our sister station, because they're Odyssey too, like us and you. And I said, okay, that's fine. Let's make a bet in the postseason. And if the Chiefs win last year in the AFC title game, I'm now your daddy station. Let's go to our daddy station in Kansas City. But then they beat us in the regular season, so I let it pass. But I'm getting ready to go on with them here again at 2:30, and it's back.
Okay.
I want a Father's Day card. I want the gift certificate to Outback Steakhouse. I want the full daddy treatment.
You want the collect call?
Yeah, with the full daddy treatment. But you got to beat us in the postseason. That's fair. I mean, that's all fair between stations, Scott. You guys hear it all the time. You have a sister station on or whatever.
And you want to be from the daddy station.
We are their daddy station. That's just the way it is, man.
I'll give you $5 if your first line is, who's your daddy?
I might just do that.
Oh, we love you, Bank.
All right, Jay Binkley from 610 Sports. Always a pleasure,
Thank you, guys.
All right, quick break for the news. We'll see you on the other side of that here on Dana and Parks.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.